USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Beto O'Rourke is meeting with Iowans today. This is part of his three-day swing as he announced that he's running for president. The former congressman from Texas joins an already crowded 2020 Democratic field. President Trump was asked about O'Rourke today at the White House.
I've never seen hand movement. I watched him a little while this morning doing, I assume it was some kind of a news conference, and I've actually never seen anything quite like it. Study it. I'm sure you'll agree.
The Connecticut Supreme Court ruled on Thursday in favor of the parents whose children were killed in the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, reversing a lower court judge who dismissed the family's lawsuit against the gunmaker Remington. Founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, believes this is just another way for the government to infringe upon your Second Amendment rights.
Well, this is definitely an attempt by gun prohibition people to try and use the courts instead of the legislature to ban guns, and that's what their intent is.
This is USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
More Americans filed for unemployment last week. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department saying 229,000 workers filed first-time claims last week. That's 6,000 more than the week before. The biggest jumps in claims were in New York, California, Pennsylvania, and Oregon. Sharpest declines seen in Massachusetts, Kentucky, Washington, and Rhode Island.
The Boeing 737 MAX airliner fleet is grounded across the globe after two deadly crashes. Former FAA Administrator Barry Valentine tells Fox News it's hard to determine how long this investigation into the Ethiopian Airlines crash will take.
It'll depend on the nature of the information they get, for example, from the black boxes and from what they can determine from investigating the crash site itself. But I would expect it would take some time before they would have a conclusive determination as to cause.
Valentine also says no data transmitted from any Boeing 737 MAX plane in the United States has shown any signs that there's a problem here. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending her opposition to impeaching President Trump. Talking with reporters today on Capitol Hill, Pelosi says the House has many other important issues to deal with.
Our focus was on what we said we would do. Health care, job creation, cleaner government, gun safety, issues like that.
The chaos is continuing down in Venezuela, although now they at least have power after being without for a few days. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has a message from the White House for everyone down in Venezuela.
The American people are with you. We are prepared to provide the humanitarian assistance that you so richly deserve, whether that's food or medicine. We're determined to get it to you. It's the Maduro regime which has prevented that. You all have asked and demanded democracy, a voice, so that you can be heard. You should know the American people will not falter. We will maintain our efforts. We will work with Brazil and Colombia and all of the countries around the region who understand your plight and who understand that, frankly, your country has a long and deep and rich history that we can get back. American people are determined to help you get that. We're with you. We're with Interim President Juan Guaido. We can do good things for Venezuela together. You all stay the course. I know that you will. The American people will continue to do so, too.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.